I guess this might sound a little woo-woo to some people, but you could, you know, that breath that I'm talking about down the front and up the spine, you could imagine that you're breathing everyone in the room just for a couple of minutes, everyone in the room, and watch the effect that it has on people. It has a very powerful effect. So if I were about to teach a workshop, I would be breathing everybody in that room before we started the workshop because there's a sinking that happens. I don't mean as in SYNCK. We sync with each other when we're in breath. If you and I are breathing together, we're in rapport. Beyond rapport, we're then relaxed with each other. So that's another thing you can do to bring everyone in, gather everyone in for alignment. Does that make sense?
It does, but this is not the sort of stuff they teach you at MBA school, is it? I mean, in terms of, and it's,
They would.
yeah, and it's so simple. So basically, just go through that process again. So all you guys out there, Blog TV, Stickum, and everybody else, just breathe along with Lisa as she goes through this slowly, and just do it a couple of times and see how you feel. Okay, so take it away, Lisa. Just do this again.
Okay, so if we just focus on that one breathing practice of breathing down the front of the body and up the spine, that's the practice that will help you to relax the body, calm the mind, and align with yourself. Because you're not ever aligning with the situation, you're aligning your body, your mind, your emotions with yourself in that situation. So if you feel tense, it's because you're not comfortable with yourself in that situation. You're not acting tense about the situation. It's that you're not comfortable with yourself in that situation. So you could have someone who walks in who's done their MBA, you know, being a business person, but completely not in alignment with the business meeting or with the context of the business meeting. It's not actually about that. It's about how he or she, it's about his or she's discomfort with himself in the context of that meeting. Does that make sense? So the practice itself is really, really simple. You and Those of you who have started to notice that your breath doesn't go anywhere near your belly, that when you tends to sit at the chair, then what you can do is put your hands on your belly and you just breathe in through the nose. And as you imagine, like a waterfall of breath cascading down the front of the face, the throat, the chest, the belly as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, it rising up the spine, up, up. Up and out. Now, if you continue with that while I'm talking, what's important to know is that there are many layers to this breath. So the next thing that breath is very gently rest the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. So then you breathe down the no through the nose, still with your mouth closed, down the body, and then as you breathe out, up the spine. So you can continue with that. And that creates a little bit more of a loop, if you will. It kind of loops the breath here. Because remember, I always remember being fascinated by this in science, you know, when we're first told that if you could see all of the particles of this tape with a high resolution microscope, you'd see that everything was moving, everything was vibrating, that it wasn't actually solid. That always fascinated me as a young student. I never really knew why until I started doing yoga and breath. And so the one thing to know is that although your body may be solid, although your environment may be solid, by using your breath, you're mo it's all energy. And you we're by using your breath, you're just energy within you. So keep breathing down the front, up the spine. By having the tongue on the roof of your mouth, you're very gently allowing that to just loop a little bit more easily. So it's kind of like a smooth sphere shape, really, running through your body. Now, that breath breath as well, in a different context, is part of breath that we would use in intimacy and relationship. So a lot of these breaths, I know, can be used in many different contexts for different purposes. So I'm just talking about it in this purpose because obviously you're talking about, you know, if we were in a meeting, what breath would work in order to relax, calm myself and also relax and calm others.
Well, you're just touching on the intimacy bit. We'll leave that to the end, folks. You just have to hang around for that bit if you're in a relationship. But now let's talk about in the context of getting, you talked about the left brain and the right brain in sync. And I believe that, yes, there is the creative side talking to the logical side. And we don't tend to have those two operating all the time. And that's why I think people say we feel stuck and we have no idea out of, if you have a money problem, let's say, and finding a creative way out of it, that's still legal. So you were talking off air about this technique that you did that would get both sides of the brains, or both hemispheres of the brain firing so that you could tap into both. And I see it literally, the analogy for me is like trying to eat food with, you know, one hand tied behind your back. It makes it difficult. So you might as well have both hands basically in a coordinated fashion. So can you take us through that one to get the left brain and the right brain firing simultaneously?
I'll give you a little bit of context just before I do, if that's okay, because I think it's important. So it is the right-hand side of your brain that is the creative side, the left-hand side of your brain that is the logical, strategic side. And again, many more layers to this, but just so that we've got a simplistic way to work with it for this moment. Now, what's important to know is that every couple of hours, your body naturally uses more of the left or right brain. And there is a way to tell which part hemisphere of your brain is most active. And all you need to do is, you can do it right now, is just very gently breathe in and out of your nose. You can even put your finger underneath and just notice which nostril is more closed and which nostril is more open.
Yes.
Can you tell?
Yes.
Okay. So mine, in this moment, is more predominantly I'm breathing out through my right nostril, which means the left hemisphere of my brain, the logical, strategic side, is more engaged. So that's why, you know, sometimes you go to write a birthday card and sometimes create beautiful emotional words come out. And other times you look at it and you're lucky if all you can get out is happy birthday. I have actually watched this and I can pretty much guarantee you that most of the time when you're able to write the creative, beautiful, flowery, emotional words, it's that the creative part of your brain is actually naturally in that moment more active. So what happens is in a couple of hours or so, my nostrils will shift. So I'll have more breath coming out of my left nostril. Now that's natural, unless you've got a cold and you've got a blocked nose. That's natural. So the breath technique that I'm talking about today, that I'm going to teach you next, is a yoga technique, which anyone who's done yoga has probably done in a yoga class, and it's called the alternate nostril breath. Now, the alternate nostril breath, basically what it does is it balances right and left hemisphere of the brain. So in order to be able to think both creatively and intuitively, as well as logically and strategically, right and left brain need to be talking with each other. Otherwise, it's all intuition and creativity, but no purposeful action. Or, well, this is the purposeful action strategy, but no real creativity in it. So the alternate nostril breath is a technique, and I've used this with businessmen and women in the corporate sector. I've used this with children with behavioral and learning difficulties, you know, refugees who are traumatized. Basically, knowing how to bring right left brain to see means that if you were going into an exam, what if you could answer the questions both creatively and intuitively as well as logically? I mean, isn't, as you're saying, isn't that a far better place to be able to think from? If I write an article for my tribe or for another website, I'll do this technique just to get right left brain talking to each other, make sure that we're all synced, and otherwise I could get all creative but not get anywhere with anything logical. So, I'm going to give you the very, very simple version here, just because obviously there's a little bit of physical movement and it will just make it easier. So rather than going, so if you're a yoga student and you've done this before and I'm not doing the full yogic aspect of it, just know that I'm being creative to the moment, which is what I truly believe in. I think can be adapted to serve the moment. So I will demonstrate it and describe it at the same time first. So basically what you're doing, it's always good to make sure your spine's nice and nice and aligned, not tense, but just good posture. And you close over the left nostril gently and you breathe in through the right. Close off the right and breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Close off the left and out through the right. Breathe in the right, out through the left. Breathe in the left, out through the right. So that's the cycle of breathing. And basically, if you do that for a couple of minutes, it gives you a real mental clarity. You can't help but feel it. And I know that in the Breathe Baby Breathe program that I have, I put that together with another technique, which is to totally clear out the cobwebs. So if you hit sort of that 4 o'clock in the afternoon wall and you're tired and foggy and still a couple of hours to go but you just can't muster it, then there's one technique which is just to whoosh out the cobwebs in the brain, and then that just to recenter, recalm, reconnect right in the brain, so you can really have that mental focus and clarity.
And this is something you can do without making it, there's no, like, you know, sitting on a mat on the floor or stretching or becoming obvious. You could do this at your desk quite, you know, without people observing you doing something weird, and get a sense of that balance again. Yes?
Yes. Because it only takes a moment of experiencing that balance again to realize how out of balance you were.
Ah, that's true. That's true. So you got that. So would this technique work if you were stuck in traffic and traffic jam and you're starting to get tense? You could do this and then just remain fairly calm while everybody else is, you know, honking their horns and waving their fists just about, isn't it?
Of course. Say, don't take your hands off the wheel. And for this one, you need to obviously close over the nostrils. So, but what I would say is that we're just breathing down the front, breathing up the spine, if you're in a traffic jam, is fantastic. Because, again, the more even and full your breath is, that activates the relaxation response in your nervous system. The more shallow and quick, it activates the alert part of your nervous system. So, level, just making sure that you're breathing fully and evenly, you know, just breathing and counting. Breathe in for three, breathe out for three. It's profound, you know. There's no one who could say you had for 2 minutes to breathe in and out with an even count, they would not feel different in some way, because it literally changes the way the blood is pumping through your body. It changes the chemicals, hormones, which then in turn affects what's firing off the brain. It affects how you feel, what you feel. So
All right. So in this case, we can use it in the context of, let's say, for people out there who, because this is called Money and Mindset, the show, if, let's say, they get a part, they come home and they get a pile of bills waiting for them in those little envelopes with windows. You know that one we're talking about, people at Blog TV? Yes. How would they use, you're saying you can use this then to breathe, but how is the breathing, once you stay calm, remain calm, it's going to help you pay your bills? Let's put it that way. If somebody had a question, how would you do that? How would this breathing technique help you sort your bills out?
Well, it's not a pile of money magically drop in front of you. Willy Wonka, sort of, there it is, it's done. What it does is it allows you to activate the resources you have within you to come up with the creative and the strategic solution. So, for example, if you get your bills and you hold your breath and you're all tense and you're looking at them and you're thinking, you know, what am I going to do? 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 Really, there's no way that any kind of answer is going to come to you if your body is tense, mind is clouded, bills, 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 what am I going to do? Oh my God, I can't pay them, can't pay them. There's just no space for any solution to arise. There's no space for your natural creativity to arise, for your own experience and wisdom. And, you know, I truly believe as a coach and as a person that we have everything we need within us. It's just that we don't access it all the time. And so it is untrue for me to say, I don't know how to be calm. I don't know how to not be stressed, because every person has experienced moments of calm in their life, even if it was when you're a tiny baby. We've all experienced it. So we all have the capacity for it. The question is, can you access it? And really see using your breath as a way to access what it is that you need. So if you sat down with those bills, but before you sat down with them, you were relaxed, you were mentally calm, you were alert, you weren't sleeping, but you were calm, your body was relaxed, your heart was open, you might take the bill and access more creativity, more intuition. You know, it could be maybe you got the money for that bill in that moment, but maybe there is a creative solution that will allow you to pay it off bit by bit, or maybe by accessing some creativity or some intuition, you'll think, oh, you know what, I just heard so-and-so said that, or a person to do blah, blah, blah. I mean, really, it's limitless. The possibilities that can arise when your mind is calm, your body is relaxed, and there's an openness to possibility rather than a closedness to possibility. Clamp your breath down and you clamp your body down. You close yourself off from the opportunities that are available. And if you speak with anyone who's been in, you know, who's experienced major trauma and come out of it positively, whether it be bankruptcy or relationship trauma or, you know, any kind of trauma, the people who have really come out of it were able to access what they need within them, whether it be courage or strength or clarity of mind. So using your breath is one way to access those qualities, those traits that we all have within us. And you've interviewed John DeMartini, who's one of my favorites on the planet, and, you know, he will tell you very clearly, we all have the same traits within us. The question is, are you able and willing to access them?
Okay, are you willing to access, be able to access them? And this is something that you teach in your workshops, isn't it? So just tell us where we can find you if somebody's going from, Blog TV, who's listening to this or watching this and saying, hey, I think Lisa's talking sense that or stuff that makes sense to me, and I kind of need some help in that area right now. So where can they find you?
Well, my main website is soulsatisfactionforwomen.com, and that's all one word. And the program where I actually have an online program that is designed specifically for women, so I apologize to the men, and that's Baby Breathe. And if you go to breathebabybreathe.com.au, that will take you through to that program. And you can see all the information about it. So you can email me, lisa@soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. I answer all my emails personally. That's why I love being a coach, is because it's about people. So I do answer them personally, and I'm certainly happy to answer questions because it's what I love, really. So just to give you an example, one of my mentor clients in London, she used the Breathe Baby Breathe program. Now, she's an amazing woman, but was in survival mode in every way, financially, emotionally, energetically. Even her body was in survival mode. She wasn't digesting her food properly. She was having stomach cramps and all sorts of things. And it came to summer holidays. In the UK, you have the 2 months over summer. And we were having a chat, and I said to her, look, you've got 2 months, and because things were really, really, really bad for her, you've got 2 months over the summer holidays. Your daughter's going to be off school anyway, so she's a little girl, and you're obviously going to be with her. Can you use those 2 months to just focus on being with your daughter and to nourish yourself in every possible way, to rest and to nourish yourself? And she said yes, and that's what she decided to do. Well, the main way that she nourished herself was through her breath, because what she recognized was breath was in fight or flight mode all the time. So she was, if you breathe shallow all the time as a habit, you keep your body on fight or flight alert, which means you've got cortisol running through your system all the time. That's great if you're going to pull someone out of a fire or you're going to fight someone or flee, but when you've got cortisol in your system all the time, it becomes toxic. Her digestion was affected. She was, she wanted to get out of her situation financially, but she was completely stuck isn't even the word. There was nothing left. There was nothing in her tank in any way. So she just did the breathing techniques, which then helped her to relax a little bit more. She could be with her daughter, so she felt nourished by being with her daughter. She kept doing breathing techniques, and she started to relax a little bit. Mentally, she wasn't so rigid, so she started to introduce foods that before she thought were bad. But actually, everything relaxed, if that's probably the best way to describe it. And by the end of that period, not only her digestive problems had disappeared, she was totally enjoying being with her daughter. She felt so much better within herself, but also she had more money coming into her bank account than 2 months before, because she was able to create a program. She's a coach, and she created a program, and women signed up for it. She's an amazing yoga teacher. Women signed up for it, and there was something that relaxed in her enough that she actually, instead of freaking out when the rent was due or freaking out when the bills were about to be paid, she was able to think calmly, creatively, and actually have the energy and strength to get on it and do it. That was phenomenal. That's probably one of the, to me, one of the most profound results, just from using those breath practices. And all it is in that program, there's an hour, like a discourse, like a teaching on how to use the power of the breath. And there are 6 different breath practices you can use depending on what you need. And there's a workbook that you can use to explore. So you can actually get real with, how am I breathing right now? How is it really affecting me? What could I do to change things and get a different result? So that's it. Selfsatisfactionforwomen.com or breathebreathe.com.au, and you can always email me, Lisa, at selfsatisfactionforwomen.com.
Okay, that's very interesting, you know, because I really wanted you to come back to talk about that breathing aspect, because it's not that hard. We already breathe. We just don't do it properly, yes? And as a consequence, we kind of shortchanging ourselves. So this what you've been talking about today has been really helpful, I think, to a lot of people who are, I guess, stuck financially, who are stuck in probably in relationships they don't want to be in, but feel that they have to stick around because of their finances. And I know, you know, that there are people out there who feel that way, that they're hemmed in. And yet, the point you're making is that, in fact, you or we, the person anyway, has a choice in the way they want to respond to these circumstances, right? Unfortunately, with the school system we've got, yoga or just breathing techniques are not taught. You know, they teach us how to count, they teach us how to read and write, which is all great. But these things, in terms of looking after ourselves and becoming, I call it self-sufficient, we tend to sort of blunder around and not get it. You know, you can have as many degrees and academically you can be brilliant, but your personal life or your finances might be totally crap. And that's because there is a disconnect between our physical, mental, spiritual and emotional aspects. And you're saying, tell me if I'm wrong or right here, that by just using the simple breathing technique, we can integrate all that. Is that right?
Yeah, basically you can cultivate an internal environment that is in alignment with what you consciously want, because you can consciously modify your life. I might say I consciously want to go to the gym every day, but I do it because unconsciously something else is more important, or there are habits that are more important that take over. We basically walk around the planet habitually. We walk habitually, we breathe habitually, we talk habitually. So just by using your, you can cultivate an internal environment that is conducive to creating what you want, that is in alignment with what you want. And like I said, the possibilities are endless. There's no such thing as an external environment that's stressed, only a stressed internal environment. So want to create right article with real focus and clarity, you can't rely on something external to create focus and clarity. You can't say to yourself, I'm going to make the sun exactly how I want them to be. I'm going to make it can't just be quiet. That's crazy. But what you can do is cultivate and within yourself that's calm, that's relaxed, that's focused, and that allows me to write that article no matter what's going on around me.
Okay, you could have the kids screaming and fighting in the next room and it doesn't matter, in a sense that. So it's basically like saying to somebody, you know, when they're in that zone, that creative zone, yeah, that they can actually, the output is high quality output, and you don't have to spend hours staring at a screen or, you know, at a piece of paper trying to get that on paper. So that also works, from what you're saying, in the business sense too, that you use this breathing technique. I think it's fascinating that you know, something so simple and basic can have such a profound effect on our lives. So the hour is up, folks. That's been an amazing hour that I've thoroughly enjoyed, because I got a lot out of it in terms of your the demo that you did. And so for people out there in Blog TV and anybody watching, or you missed the first part of this show, you can catch it again on Real Coaching Radio and have a listen and watch what Lisa did in terms of the alternate breathing of the nostrils. And I reckon that I might take that on, you know, based on that, because it would be fantastic. So on behalf of your money and your mindset, I'd like to thank you, Lisa Page, Soul Satisfaction for Women, and the insights that you've shared, and also the very practical demo that you've given us for what's been going on. So thank you very much, Lisa. God bless. We'll see you again.
Thank you, Loa. know how you go with it. And if anyone else starts to notice their breath and they want to ask any questions, then go ahead and email me. And yeah, I look forward to that.
Okay, so catch you then. Goodbye.
Thank you.